Hello everyone, I am one of the most multi-talented electrical engineer, Amogha AK. Welcome Amogha for this show.
Well, thanks for the warm welcome. I'm really very much excited to be a part of your show.
Alright, so can you please tell me about the transformers and their working, their construction, and so forth, sort of the things, such stuffs?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So basically, the transformers, I'd like to give the basic introduction about these transformers. The main advantage of this alternating currents over the direct currents is that the alternating currents can be easily transferred from low voltage to high voltage to low. Alternating voltages can be raised or lowered as per the requirements in the different stages of electrical network as generation, transmission, distribution, utilization. This is possible with a static device called transformer. So here basically the transformer, they work on the principle of mutual induction. It transfers an electric energy from one circuit to other when there's no electrical connection between the two circuits. Thus, we can define this transformer as the transformer is a static piece of apparatus by means of which an electrical power can be transformed, is transformed from one alternating current circuit to another with the desired change in the voltage and current without any change in the frequency. If you would just consider the generating station of 11 kilovolt. Here, the energy is getting transferred to the transformer, wherein here the level increases for transmission. That is 440 kilovolt. A transmission is over the long distance, and then here from this transformer, the electrical energy gets transferred to the transformer that is step-down transformer. Here, the level is decreased for distribution, that is 11 kilovolt, and this goes for the distribution. This is how we make the usage of the transformers in our day-to-day life, which we use for our domestic consumption purposes. And then moving on to the principal operation of the transformer, the principle of mutual induction states that when two coils are inductively coupled, and if current in one coil is changed uniformly, then an EMF gets induced in the other coil. This EMF can drive a current when a closed path is provided to it. The transformer works on the same principle. In its elementary form, it consists of two inductive coils, which is electrically separated but linked through a common magnetic circuit. The two coils have high mutual inductance. So one of the two coils is connected to a source. If you assume of a alternating voltage, this coil is electrical energy, is fed with the help of the source called as the primary winding, and then the other winding is connected to the load. The electrical energy transformed to the winding is drawn out to the load. So this winding is known as the secondary winding. The primary winding has the number of turns, while the secondary winding has the end to number of the turns. When the primary winding is excited by an alternating voltage, it circulates an alternating current. This current produces an alternating flux, which completes its path through a common magnetic core, and thus an alternating flux links with the secondary winding, as the flux is alternating according to the Faraday's law of electromagnetic induction. Mutually induced EMF gets developed in the secondary winding. If now load is connected to the secondary winding, this EMF drives a current through it. Thus, though there is no electrical contact between the two windings, and electrical energy gets transferred from primary to secondary. So the key point that we should remember or should be noted that the frequency of the mutually induced EMF is same as that of the alternating source, which is supplying the energy to the primary winding.
Okay. Can you please throw some light on the construction of transformers?
Right. So there are two basic parts of transformer. That is, first one is the magnetic core and second one is the winding or coils. The core of the transformer is either square or rectangular in size. It's further divided into two parts. There, the vertical portion on which the coils are wound is called as limb, while the top and bottom horizontal portion is called as yoke of the core. And cores are made up of the laminations. Because of the laminated type of the construction, here the eddy current losses gets minimized. And generally, the high-grade silicon steel laminations, typically of 0.3 to 0.5 mm thick, are used. These laminations are insulated from each other by using the insulation called as like varnish. All the laminations are varnished. Laminations are overlapped so that the to avoid the air gap at the joints. For this, generally the L-shaped or I-shaped laminations are used. The cross-section of the limb depends upon the type of the coil that is to be used, either whether it is the circular shape or circular or rectangular. And here, basically, to avoid the high reluctance at the joint, the alternate layers are stacked differently to eliminate the joints. This is called as staggering. The butt joints are staggered in alternate layers. And the advantages of staggering in transformers that I can say is it avoids the continuous air gap. The reluctance of magnetic circuit gets reduced, and the continuous air gap reduces the mechanical strength of the core. The staggering helps to increase the mechanical strength of the core.
All right, so we have got some of the questions for you. Can a DC supply be used for the transformers? Please to explain about it.
Yes, so DC supply cannot be used for the transformers because the transformer works on the principle of mutual induction, for which the current in one coil must change uniformly. If the DC supply is given, the current will not change due to the constant supply and transformer will not work. Practically, if we just see this winding resistance, it is very small. For a DC, the inductive reactance is zero as DC has no frequency. So total impedance of winding is very low for DC. Thus, winding will draw very high current if DC supply is given to it. This may cause the burning of windings due to extra heat generated and may cause the permanent damage to the transformer. And there can be situation of core due to which the transformer draws very large amount of current from the supply when connected to DC. Thus, DC supply should not be connected to the transformers. Hope the question is answered.
All right, so thank you very much, Amogha, for clearing all our doubts and answering all our questions. For more podcasts like this, please don't forget to follow us. Thank you.